We begin the Karan Davin Masechta Sivam is Daf Kov Zayin. We begin on the top of the Yamun, where the Gemara begins with the new parak, parak Beishami, the 13th parak of Masechta Sivam. Now, this parak speaks about the halachas of Miyun and those halachas that apply to a katan and katana to minors. So, Mishnah opens up with four different machlokes in between Beishami and Beishil regarding the halachas of Miyun. And again, Miyun is the halacha that when a woman that's a minor and her father's not alive, so there's no biblical marriage. However, her brothers and her mother are allowed to rabbinically marry her off to an individual. However, part of that is that she's allowed to do what's called miyun, which is she can refuse that marriage before she becomes an adult. Now, the Mishnah says, Bishamer and Bishamer say that a woman that's an orphan, that again, that she's a minor and her mother or brothers married her off, a memanin, she can only do miyun, which is a refusal of her husband, ela arusas, only from engagement, that she's only engaged, but not if she got married, and that she went to phase two of the marriage, which is called nisun. They argue, they say, arusas v'nisuas, no, you can do mian whether she's just engaged, or even if she got married, she could still do mian. Chalik is number two. B'shami or b'bal. B'shami say that she could only do mian refusal in her husband. However, if her husband died and she never did a refusal, and now she falls for yibum in front of the yavam, so that is, as some have the girsa, v'loy b'yavam, that is, she cannot be removed from the zika that she has with the yavam by doing miyun. Rather, she has to wait until she becomes an adult and then do chalitza, because the girl that's a minor cannot do chalitza. So therefore, she has to wait until she becomes an adult and then do chalitza. She can do miyun either with her husband, or if her husband died without any children and she's still a minor, let's say she's a young girl, so she could do miyun refusal to the yavam. Chalik is number three. Bishama Ibn Bifanav has to be in front of him. She has to refuse it to him. Bishala Ibn Bifanav, Mishala Bifanav, she said that they say that she could refuse it whether in front of him or not in front of him. She could just leave the marriage, and even if not in front of him. Chalik is number four. Bishama Ibn Bibazin has to be done in a court. Bishala Ibn Bibazin, Mishala Bezin, no, could be done in front of Bezin, not in front of Bezin. She could just refuse him. Now, Amalem Bishila Bishamai, another machlaikis, Mema'enes Vihikitana. She could do mian, and as a minor, a philodal vehepam, even four or five times, that is, if let's say her brother has married her off, and she refused, another man refused, she could continue refusing. Amalam Bishamai, Bishamai said, no. Ein b'nois Yisrael hefker. Jewish women are not free for all. And that is, even according to Bishamai's opinion, that you could only do mian from engagement, she cannot refuse, get engaged to someone else, then refuse, then get engaged to someone else. Ella rather, mima enes. She, the first one that her brothers and her mother married her off to, she refuses. Umam tennis. Then she waits to get engaged to someone else. Achatag, until she becomes an adult. Then her kedushin is a full-fledged kedushin. And then she won't be leaving a second man with me, but rather with a get. Then the timoyin, then once she becomes an adult, she refuses again the first one that she was married to when she was a minor. And then the tinasi, then she gets married to someone else, which the Gemara is going to ask. She really did refusal when she was a younger girl. What's the purpose of when she becomes an adult to have to refuse that same husband again and then to marry someone else? Nothing more explains regarding the first machlekes Bisham Basil in our Mishnah. Amar Yehuda Mishmol, my time at the Bisham, what's the reason of Bisham that they say that no, she could only do mean when she's engaged, but if she becomes married, even though she's still a minor, she cannot do mean. So the Gemara has many different interpretations of this machleik is Bisham Bishil regarding his mian only from Erisin like Bishamai, or even by Nisuin like Bishil. So Rabbi Yehuda Mishmol says, Lafish ain't Tanai, because a Tanai does not help Benisuin by the second phase, that of marriage of called Nisuin, when we're talking by an adult. Now, even if let's say that there was a Tanai in Kedushin, which you can make a condition regarding engagement, which is halachic engagement, which is the giving of the ring. Now, however, even if you made a condition, but the man is forgiving, if the condition wasn't met, if they already had cohabitation and chuppah. And then the kedushin, the original kedushin, is chal. And that's the halacha that there's no tanai by nisun, because once they're having bia, then that means to say that he really looked away from the conditions that weren't met. Now, that Rav Yehuda Mishmol explains, ve'i nisua. Now, if the marriage of this minor girl, Temoyin, if she could refuse even from Nisuin, now people are not going to know the reason why she's refusing, meaning that there's no get being given, is because she's a minor. But the people are going to say, wait a second, we know she was married. Must mean that there were some tenai, there were some conditions attached to the marriage, and that's how she's leaving without a get. So people are going to come to say that, oh, that even by an adult, because they're not going to know the differences because she's younger, they don't know exactly how old she is, that even an adult can go ahead and there's conditions that are not met, so then she just leaves and it's like they were never married, because that's what the halacha of tenai does, like it was never a marriage. Now, that's problematic because actually halacha is that there's no tenai b'nisun, and once nisun is done, all conditions are already forgiven. And therefore, we don't allow, according to Beis Shammai, to have miyun by nisun, even though she's a minor, because people are not going to know it's because she's a minor, and they're going to think it's because yesh tenai b'nisun. Now the Gemara asks, but nichnas alochuba b'lei nivla ma'ikalamema, what are you going to be able to say that when they just had chuppah, and they never had cohabitation yet, what are you going to say over there, according to Beis Shammai, why wouldn't she be able to do miyun then? Because Beis Shammai's words were, ein ma'min in ela rusas, only if she's engaged, can she do miyun? Now that sounds like it's excluding even if she went to chuppah, or even as the Gemara is shortly going to ask, from the case of when it was just given over to the messengers of the husband, where she's not considered arusa anymore. But the problem is, when there's chuppah, then there was never biyah yet. Now, we usually say that there's no tenai benisun, is because once you did biyah, you obviously looked the other way. But when you had chuppah, you didn't. But that's not an arusa anymore. And so why does Beis Shammai say that it's only arusas, and seems to be excluding even when you just had chuppah? So the Gemara says, no, actually, lafisha ain't tenai b'chuppah. There actually is no tenai, even by chuppah. And therefore, you enter the same problem, and that is, if you're going to say that this ketana that was nechdes l'chuppah and didn't have bia could do mian, then they're going to say that obviously it was because there was some type of condition that wasn't met. And you're going to come to say, yesh tenai b'chuppah, and therefore, since the halacha is actually that there's no tenai b'nisuin, which includes even the chuppah itself, even without bia, therefore, that's the confusion that we want to avoid. And therefore, even if you just had chuppah, we're going to say by the ketana you can't do miyun anymore. So the Gemara says, fine. Okay, so chuppah is the step before bia. You'll say there's no tenai b'nisun. But masra avlish luchei abal ma'eklameima. What are you going to say when the father gave over to the messengers of the husband? Where even if you're going to come to say that conditions will help by giving it over, that actually is the truth. I mean, even if they'll confuse and think, wait a second. When she's leaving this woman, they're not going to think it's because she's a minor that she's doing me. And they're going to think, oh, must have been to his conditions. And even if Masar Avlus Luchabal, but there's a tenai. That is what the Gemara says. But that actually is true because there's no chiba, there's no endearment to say that, oh, must have been that he already forgave the conditions he had for the kedushin. That you have by bio or even by chuppah because they had this endearment that they have with that yichud. But regarding Masr Avla Shlicha Baal, where you're not in Arus anymore, but the question is, but then why can't you go ahead and do Mian? Because actually the halacha is that you could have a Tanai even in Masr Avla Shlicha Baal. There's no assumption of Mechila. Now Rashi points out one thing, that obviously we're not talking about literally Masr Avla Shlicha Baal. And that's just the generic term that we use. Because if the father was giving over her to the husband, means that he received the Kedushin, then actually she cannot leave with Mian. Because a father is zeicha midaraisa biblically in his daughter's kedushin, and miyun only works by an orphan who her mother and her brothers married her off. But rather, what we mean by masra avla shlicha baal is that we mean to say that there was some element of nisuin. That's the term that we use, which takes you out from an arusa. But what we mean over here is actually that the brothers gave her over to the husband's messengers, which that's nisuin. And the Gemara's question is, but why can't she do miyun? What are you going to say over here? That what? So that we'll think that it was a tenai that wasn't met, fine. There is a tenai still in just masr l'shlucha baal, because there's no chiba to say that there was a mechila. So why over there does Beis Shammai say that you can't do miyun? And the Gemara says, loy plug rabbanan. The rabbanan didn't make differentiations. That generally nisuin is when you had already chuppah and bia. There's that small little stage when you could have masr l'shlucha baal, since it's already considered nisuin. So we put in the whole package of nisuin, which is generally that there's mechila and that there's no tenai. And since there could be that confusion, we applied it even to the case of masr l'shlucha baal. Now, however, Beis Hillel, they argue and they say that no, meidi yadi did nisu ketan drabbanan. Everybody knows that a marriage of a minor is only rabbinic, and therefore they understand when she's leaving without a get, it's because of miyun and not because of a tenai, and therefore there's no confusion. They don't agree to that interpretation of Yehuda Meshmul of Beis Shammai of being concerned that we might think of that it's because of tenai in nisuin. Now the Gemara brings a second interpretation. Rabbi Yosef and Amr Tavayo, they both say that time of the Beis Shammai is lafisha in adam isa bi'ilasai bilaznos. A person doesn't want to make that what's going to come out is that his cohabitations, all his bi'is, were essentially that of his nus, out of wedlock. And because what happens is if that after nisuin, they can be married 5 years, and she goes, no, I'm not interested, miyun, refusal, which undoes the whole marriage. So it comes that all those years of bi'ah was like znus, essentially. Now, the Rabbanan's whole institution of this marriage of a minor was for a purpose. They didn't want these single girls not married. And the reason is because then people would just act in hefkeris with them because she doesn't have a father to protect her, as the Gemara says later on. Now, if the halacha would be that you could do mean from the nisuin, so people are not going to marry these minor girls because then he's not going to want to have what comes out. You mean to say I was never married to her? And that's going to avoid the whole purpose of the Tekanu Rabbanan to create this marriage. Therefore they said, so you can't do miyun from nisuin because then no one's going to go ahead and marry her, which is the whole purpose of why we instituted this rabbinic marriage in the first place. Now, the Gemara asks, however, as it had in the previous interpretation, but nechnes al chuppah v'lay nevel l'maiklam, what are you going to say when there was just chuppah and no bia? There's no problem about having bia's nus, so why can't you do miyun after chuppah? But the Gemara says, but lo nicha leidet to have a chuppah di yisura. No one wants to have that his chuppah, which is essentially preparing, it's the first step right before going to have bia, which is to allow that stage of nisuin. He doesn't want that his chuppah should be that of a prohibited type of preparation for a bia's nus, because what happens is if she refuses, it comes out that my whole chuppah was for a bia's nus, and that was what I was preparing for. No one wants that either, and therefore we didn't allow it even by chuppah. Then the Gemara asks, but Masr Avla Shlicha Baal Michael, remember, what are you going to say about the previous stage when the father gives over to the messengers of the husband, where, as we said before, that's considered nisuin? Now, the same thing will apply by a rabbinic nisuin, which is when the brothers are giving over to the Shlucha Baal. According to Bishamai, you can't do min, because, as we said before, they say a blanket statement that Eimaman El Arusas, which excludes even just giving over the Shlucha Baal. But the question is, what are you going to say over there? There's no bias nus, and there's no even preparation of a bias nus. So why over there can't you do min? So again, the Gemara says, Leplug Rabbanan, Rabbanan did not differentiate, since generally there's the concern of a person doesn't want to have that his bias or even his preparations for bias is for that of his nus. So therefore, even by that small stage of Masal Shlucha Baal, they didn't differentiate, since that's also in the category of Nisuin, that she can't do min. But Rabbi Sil, they argue, then say, no. Kivan the Ikke Kedushin V'Ksuba, since this rabbinic marriage is done with Kedushin, it's done with Ksuba, so the Asala Maimer to be loss of Bia's nos, no one's gonna come to say that, oh, you mean to say for the last 5 years that the bee was a bee's nos? They're not gonna say that because they know it's not nos. Yes, halachically, retroactively, it was like there was never a marriage. But it was with a kedushin, it was with a ketubah, it was a regular marriage, and therefore a person's not gonna be concerned if it's revoked in the past going backwards, and therefore Basil hold you could even do miyun from nisuin. Now the Gemara brings a third interpretation of this machlekes. Rav Papa Amai says, "Time of the Beis Shammai, the reason Beis Shammai that you can't do miyun when there's nisuin is mishum peri, is because we don't want him to create a loss in her nichsi meluk, which are the certain properties that she maintains ownership, but he gets to consume the produce. Now, that is if there's miyun that's possible, so then he's going to say, wait a second, she can leave at any moment. Let me quickly liquidate whatever she's got over here and create a loss for her. But that wouldn't be a problem when there's just Arison, because in Arus, when he's just engaged, he doesn't eat the peri. So from Arison, he could go ahead and she could do Mian. But from Nisuin, not, because that's going to create too much of a loss for her. Now, however, interestingly, Tamid Basil is Mishum Peri. The reason Basil why you could do Mian from Nisuin is actually from the same reason of peri, as the Gemara explains. Time the Bisham Mishum Peri, the reason Bisham that you cannot do mean from Nisuin is because of her peris of the Nixemalug. It's because the Yamin is Timon. If you're gonna say that this minor woman can go ahead and do mean from Nisuin, well Shamat Fa'achalumana. So he's gonna go ahead and grab away and consume all her Nixemalug, all the peris, because the Saif Saif Lameka Kam is gonna say, wait a second, she can leave at any moment. Let me quickly eat up everything. I'm not going to try to save for the future because I might lose out. Let me quickly grab now and get what I can. And because we don't want that loss, so we say, no, she can't do me. And then therefore, there's not going to come to enter that thought process of the husband to liquidate everything. Ubesil, actually, Adrab, they say to the contrary. Kivin de Amit Tamayin, since you say that she could refuse, so her husband is going to actually make it better. He's going to increase the productivity. Because Savar, the Eloh, he's going to think to himself, if I don't make it better, So Aitzel Kraves, so her relatives are going to give her counsel. Umafki lamine. And they're going to say, get away from this guy. He's not good. He's not adding anything to you. And he's going to leave. And she's going to leave from him. So he's going to say, quickly, let me make it better that they're going to try to keep her here. So actually, Mion will actually not have him liquidate, but actually will have him improve it. And therefore, it's better as a motivator for him to make it better to keep the ability of Mion that he knows, wait a second, if I don't do the good things, she's going to leave. And that's why Basil hold you could do Mion even from Nisun. A fourth interpretation, Rav Amar, he says, Hani Tamei de Beishamai, again, that you cannot do mean from Nisuin, is of course, Inon Terech Besuda. A person does not exert himself in preparing this huge, massive wedding, a Sudas Nisuin, Umafsida, and that it should be a loss. And therefore, if you're going to say that she could refuse a day after the wedding when they paid for all the different expenses, no one's going to want to marry her because they're going to say, why should I do that? She's just a young girl. She's going to decide days later after I spend who knows how much money. And therefore, Beishamai said that we didn't allow Mion after Nisuin, so he knows, okay, if he's going to go ahead with it, he knows it's not going to be a complete loss and she's going to actually be married. Now, Basil, they're not concerned for that chashash, because Tavai and Nichlu, actually both the husband and wife, prefer that even if, let's say, she could refuse a day after the wedding, could they delay Pekalayu called the Ishas? They so much want to have that people should say, oh, you got married, that they're willing to enter into the risk that maybe she's going to refuse, and therefore they're not going to withhold from marrying a minor girl, even if she could do Mian from Nisuin, because it's worth it, because as long as I was married and people know that you got married. Now, moving on to the next machlokes in the Mishnah said, Bisham Ermin Bibal Vachulu, that Bishamai said that she could only do Mian to the husband, but not to the Yavam. Basil said that she could do Mian not only to the husband, but even if he dies without any children, and she's a minor, now with the Yavam, she could also refuse. Now, Amar Rav Yishai qualifies this halacha of Beis Hill that said that you could do miyun to the yavam is meme'enes lebam mori. She could do miyun to his mimer. That is, if let's say the yavam gave her a mimer, which is a rabbinic kedushin that works in the context of yavama, so she could refuse that mimer and uproot that she doesn't need a get for that mimer. However, ve'ena meme'enes lezikase, she cannot do miyun to the zika bond between them, in other words, the chalitza that comes, that's there to uproot the zika, that she has not undone, she has not uprooted that zika to not have to need chalitza. And that is, so chalitza, she can't just do a mean and say, okay, no more chalitza. It's only if he gave her a mimer that she could undo by doing mean, but chalitza she still has to have. Now, Amar Chizzi says, my time to Rabbi Yishai, what's the reason Rabbi Yishai, who is qualifying this, of Basil, that she could only do mean to the mimer and not to the zika. So he explains, mimer demidaita, mimer which is done with her understanding, meaning he gives it to her and she receives it. So matziaka, that she could undo because she did it. Zika de bakarcha, but the zika bond, which is against her will, meaning it's from the first kedushin, and that first nisuin is then being transposed to the yavam. Now, regarding her first husband, that she never refused him. So that is done already, and therefore this is something that's by default coming. Le matziakra, that she can't uproot because she didn't do that. It's coming even against her will. It's coming from somewhere else. Now, the Gemara asks on this, however, but v'hari biyam, the biya of the yavam, the balkarcha, whereas the Gemara said in Daf Nundalam and Aleph, it says yavam and yavay aleha, that even balkarcha, he could go ahead and forcefully go ahead and do biya, thus acquire her as yavama. Now, in spite of that, as we continue on Tamid Beis, umatzi akra, she could uproot that biya. In other words, she would not need a get to remove herself from his biya, the yavam's biya on her, because as Basil says, she could do mian to the yavam, which is similar to the husband, which is just like the husband, even though he had biya with her. She could uproot that whole marriage and just walk away. So to with the yavam's biya with her, she doesn't need a get. She could just walk away in spite of the fact that it's bal karcha. So how could you make the dividing line between Mimer to the Zika, to the Zika or to the Mimer, because Mimer she did, but Zika she didn't. But we see something else that she didn't do either that could be done bal karcha, and yet she could refuse that, which in the context of Bia. The El Rav the Gemara says that according to Basil, Bia u'Mimer, the reason is those things are dehuka of it. Those are things that the Yavam does. He gives her a Mimer, he does Bia to her. Matziaka, that she could uproot, like in our first marriage. But Zika, Rachmana Ramallah, but Zika, which is not just that, it's not that she's not doing it, but it's that the Torah is imposing it on her. that she can't uproot, that the Torah is doing, and if the Torah is doing it, then she can't just go ahead and do mean on that, and that's why there, the halacha is actually, you'll require chalitza. So that was Ula's a qualification of Beis Hillel's halacha. But Ulama, he argues in Rabbi Yishai. He says, Meme'enes afla zikasai. The minor woman, when her husband dies without any children, she could do miyun to even her zika, and then she doesn't need chalitza, she could just walk away even from the yavam. So Gemara says, my time, what's the reason? Because nesui kama ka'akra. When she does miyun, she's uprooting her original marriage to her husband that died, and therefore there's no zika, because zika is only transposing what was there, but there's no there anymore. And therefore she could just walk away even without doing chalitza. Now, Isra Rava l'Ula. Rava asked to Ula from the beginning of our Masechta, from the first Mishnah. The Mishnah there spoke about when a man's daughter, that's a minor, that was married to his brother. Now, the interesting case over there is told by that her father did not receive her Kedushin when she married his brother, because that would mean a biblical marriage. Rather, it's talking about what's called Yisayme B'chaya Av. She could be an orphan when her father's still alive, which what that means in halacha is that her father first married her off to someone when she was a minor. That person divorced her. Then he has no more rights in her because he already married her off once, she's divorced. So now she's caught like a minor that's an orphan, even though her father's alive. Then her brothers and her mother could marry off because we don't want them to be treated like hefker. So she could do mian. Now, this was to his brother. She didn't do mian, and then this man's brother died. On that, the Mishnah said that his daughter Tzara does chalitza, and that we do not consider this Tzara like a Tzara's habas, which is usually a classic case of Tzara's erva, that doesn't have to do yim or chalitza. Now the reason why the Mishnah tells us in the beginning of the Masechta is because kol sheichay lamayin, any woman that could do mian, now his daughter could have done mian because she was a minor. Hence, it's not considered like a full-fledged marriage. Now, however, the tzara cannot do yibum. And the reason is because v'loy miyana. Because ultimately, the daughter did not do miyana. So that makes her tzara like a quasi-tzara's erva, like somewhere in the middle. Because on the one hand, it's not a full-fledged marriage. So she's not really tzara's erva. But she is a tzara's erva because ultimately she didn't do miyana, so she was married to his brother. So therefore the Mishnah there says, Sarasa chaletzes v'loy misabemes. So the tzara has to chalitza and not yibum, somewhere in the middle. Now the Gemara asks on Ula, however, but v'amai. According to Ula, timoyin hashto, so fine, she never did mean to his brother, and now she, his daughter, obviously he can't do yibum chalitza his daughter, but, and the tzara fall in front of him. So it's saying the tzara has to do chalitza and not yibum. The question is, why? Let his daughter now do mean to him, v'takrinu l'nisu kamo, according to Ula, not like the first interpretation in the Gemara of Rabbi Yishai, he says she could uproot the first marriage that she had to his brother. So if it's Yam Tzarasa, then the Tzara should be able to do Yibum because she was never a Tzara's ever, comes retroactively, that his daughter was never married to his brother. And so it's just like a regular Yavama, and he should be able to do Yibum. And that the Gemara says, Tzara's Erver Shani. And that is, you're right. Although like Ula said that generally that Miyun works for a minor by a Yavama, that she could just walk away without even Chalitza. However, that does not work in the context over here where we're talking about it's his daughter, which is an Erva. If she does mean to her father, who is her Yavam, to allow her Tzara to be taken in Yibam. As Zigmar explains, because the Tanei Rami Bar Yecheskel, where if you have a minor, which was Miyana Bebal, if she did mean in her husband, a regular case where a minor is married off to a man, then Muteres, she's permitted to marry La'aviv, to her husband's father. And the reason is because she uprooted the Nisuin. So it was like she was never married to him. So it was like a woman that was seduced or violated, which you're permitted in the relatives of that man. However, if her husband died and she never did miyun to him, and then she does miyun biyavam in the yavam, so although, and this is what Ula had explained, although she could walk away even without chalitza, now therefore we see that she's uprooting the original marriage, however, in spite of that, this is what Rami Bar Yecheskel says, she's asur la'aviv. She will be forbidden to his father. Now the reason for this is because of what's called maras ha'ayin, because of wrong appearances. Because what happens is that at the time when she falls for yibum, what essentially halachically that's saying is that her first marriage to that man did enough halachically that it made her fall for yibum to his brother to require mian from the yavam. Now, she looks like, because obviously if Allah is mandating that, she looks like the daughter-in-law of her father-in-law. And therefore, she's forbidden now to go ahead and marry the father. Because as the Gemara says, Alma, what we see is, Bishas Nefila Neris Kakalose, at the time of Nefila to the Yibim, to the Yavam. Now, although ultimately, when she does mean to the Yavam, that's uprooting the original marriage, which means to say she was never married to any one of his sons. And therefore, she should be allowed to, like when she does mean to the husband, to marry the father-in-law. But you can't anymore, because it looks like she's his daughter-in-law. And people are going to think a daughter-in-law is marrying a father-in-law, which is prohibited. No, the reason why it looks like that is because at the time of Nefila, she obviously had to do mean to the Yavam. What are you doing mean to the Yavam? Oh, you were married to the brother? Oh, you were married? That means to say that that's your father-in-law. Now, although again, retroactively, she was not, but it has those appearances. So Hachinami, here also, although you're right, no matter who it is, his daughter or whatever it is, when the Yavam is doing miyun to the Yavam, she's uprooting the original marriage. But b'shas nafila niris, but at the time of nafila, in this case of the beginning of the Masechta, when it's the daughter doing miyun to her father, the tzara has the appearance of kitzaras bita. She looks like, and that is since his daughter's marriage to his brother was enough to mandate the daughter at least to have to do miyun to her father, so it gives the appearance that, oh, must be that this is a tzara of a daughter, a tzara sabas, which is a tzara erva, and therefore she can't go ahead and do miyun to allow her tzara to go ahead and do yibum. Again, so therefore she's chaletzet, let me say, she can't do, although technically it should be permitted for the tzara to do yibum, because it was like she was never married, as Ul had explained in Beis Hillel's opinion. However, rabbinically, that's a concern of Marasayin, and therefore we don't allow her to do yibum, but rather chalitza. Now, the Gemara says, based on this halacha of Ula, so we have three different versions of what happens in this case of the minor doing mean to the yavam, which again, Beis Hillel said that you could do mean to the yavam. Now, based on Ula, which says that that's uprooting the whole original marriage, Amar Rav, Rav says, Miyana, if the Yavama does miyun bezeh, with one of the brothers that's a Yavam, Sasru lezeh, so she's forbidden to this one, meaning she's forbidden to all the brothers, Midid hava ba'al saget, just like a Yavama that receives a get from one of the Yavams. As the Gemara explains, ba'al saget, Yavama that gets a get from one of the Yavams, lav kivin the itzru loch lachad, isn't the halacha that if one of the brothers give her a get, that she becomes forbidden to him, Itzro l'lokulu, she becomes forbidden to all the brothers, because kivin shleban shul yivne, he's just like a messenger of all the brothers. So chanam leishna, here also is no different. If she's doing mean to one brother, it's essentially doing it to all the brothers, and therefore she can go ahead and walk away. She's forbidden to all the brothers. Now Shmuel Amar, he says a different version. He says, miyana bezeh, if she does mean to one of the brothers, mutaris lezeh, she is permitted to the other brothers. It's not similar to the case of when one of the Yavans give her a get. And the reason is because Balas a get, who the ka'avid ba. Regarding the get, it's the Yavam doing it to the Yavama. Hacha he ka'av de bay, but here when she's doing it to him, the Amra, essentially what she's telling him, le'ri'ina bach, v'le'tzevina bach, I don't want you, I don't desire you. But the understanding is, bach hu de le'ri'ina, I don't want you. Habachavach re'ina, but your other brother I do want, it's just you I'm refusing. And therefore, Shmuel says, she could still go ahead and do yibum with the other brothers. Rav Asi Amar, a third version, he says, Miyana bezeh, if she doesn't mean to one of the brothers, mutaris afil aloi, actually she permitted even to him, to the one that she didn't mean to. Now the Gemara says, Lemik Reboisha Svirlai, that sounds like he's saying like Reboisha. The Amar, Inamem Enes Lizikasir, Reboisha explained to Beis Hillel that yes, she could do mean to the Yavam, but it's only in his mimer, it just undoes the mimer. But she can't undo the zikah that she has to him. And therefore, yes, even if she does mian to him, she could even go ahead and do yibum with him because it didn't violate anything regarding the zikah. I think Gemara says, no, it's not a raya. Kabri of Asi does not hold a kriboishya because b'chad yavam hochenami dematzi akar. Actually, if there just would be one brother, then yes, she could uproot even the zikah, and that is Kabri of Asi holds like ula. But hocha b'shnei yavmanaskin, here we're talking about, as the case itself is saying regarding one brother and the other brothers, we're talking about that there's at least two yavams. And the ain't me in lachatzi zika, you can't do me into half a zika. In other words, each brother is another part of the rainbow of the zika, and therefore, when she's doing it to one, so we're saying that it's only a half a zika that she's refusing, and that's why Rav Asi says, even to that yavam himself, she could go ahead and do yibum because the mean essentially was nothing. It was only for half a zikah. But really, if there was one yavam, then maybe you could even uproot the zikah itself. Now, related to this discussion of the different interpretations of what Miyun does to the Yavam, the Gemara says that Ki Asa Ravin, Amar Biyechan, he said over the name of Biyechan, that Miyun Abizeh, he said over like this way, he said that if she does Miyun to one brother, Mutaris La'achen, she's permitted to the brothers, V'lo Haidulo. But they didn't agree to him, in other words, to Rabbi Yechna. So the Gemara wonders, Man loy hoiduloy. Now, in this Gemara's answer, we'll understand what Rabbi Yechna said and what it means that they didn't agree to him. Who didn't agree to this? So Abai says it's Rav. In other words, Rav didn't agree to Rabbi Yechna. And that's because, as we quoted from Rav before, that he says, Miyana Bazeh, is Asurul, as he says that once you do Miyun to one of the brothers, you're forbidden in all the brothers, and therefore that's obviously not like Rabbi Yechna, who said that if you do Miyun to one, you're permitted to the brothers. Rav Amma, he says, Reb Oisha. He says it's Reb Oisha that did not agree to the statement of Reb Yechanan, which said, Mutaris La'achen. Now, for the next two terutz in the Gemara, with this terutz and the next terutz, it's going to be different interpretations on what Reb Yechanan meant when he said it's permitted to the brothers. And that is, according to this version, although Mutaris La'achen means to say that she's permitted to all the brothers, even the one that she did Miyun to, but what that sounds like is, that only when there's brothers, I mean when there's more than one Yavam, then the Halach is going to be like Ravasi said, that oh, she could even go and do it with him, the one that she did Miyun to, because Ein Miyun L'Chatzi Zika. But it sounds like when there would be just one Yavam, that then you could do Miyun even in the Zika, then she's going to be forbidden to that Yavam. Now the problem with that is, that's not like Rabbi Yisha, because he says even by one Yavam, she'll still be permitted to that one Yavam, because there's no mean for Zika. He says that mean only works for Maimer. So therefore, Rava says that this version of Rabbi Yechanan said, Mutaris La'achen, which means all the brothers, is not like Rav Yisha, because it sounds like it's only for all the brothers when there's brothers, meaning plural. But if there would be one, then she'd be forbidden, because then she really did Miyun to that one Zika, to the whole Zika, and that's not like Rav Yisha, who says you can't do Miyun to Zika. V'amrila, and there are some that say, that who is it that didn't agree to Rabbi Yechanan? It was Rav Asi. That he also did not agree to Rabbi Yechanan, and obviously most definitely Rabbi Yishya, because in this version, Rabbi Yechanan is saying that Mutaris La'achen means to say only for the other brothers, but not to the one that she did Miyun to. Now, that's not like Rav Asi, who said that you're permitted even to that Yavam itself that you didn't Miyun to. And obviously not like Rabbi Yishya, who he said that you never become forbidden because you can always go ahead and do Miyun and still be permitted because the Miyun only works for Maimer, and not for Zika. Moving on to the next machlokes that the Mishnah quotes of Bisham Misil, Bisham Mirim Befana Vachulu, that has to be done at least in front of the husband. You got to tell him that you're not interested. But Misil said, no, even Shalei Befana, she could refuse him and just walk away. So Tanya Lutna Braisa, Amalem Besil Bisham Misil said, Bishamai, what do you mean? Valoi Pishan HaGamal, but Pishan the camel driver, Miyano Ishti Shalei Befana, his wife refused him, the minor wife, even not in front of him. So you see that halachically that's what we do. So Amalem Beisham Lebesil, he says, no, don't bring a riot from there. Pishon HaGamal, Bemida Kafusha Mada. This guy, Pishon HaGamal, he measured with an upside down measuring, which that's a terminology that's used to convey someone that did what's called a Noah. He misappropriated his wife's funds, meaning the Nichsi Malug. He went and totally just was consuming all her produce. Now the reason why it uses the term of an upside down is because those who do I know, who when they're doing shady practices, they use the bottom of the measuring, which it you know fools the purchaser. So lafikach madudu loy b'midi kafusha. Therefore, they did also an upside down measuring for him, and that is don't bring a proof from there because you're right. Generally, it has to be b'fanav. But here we allowed her to do Miyun even Shalei B'fanav because since he was doing inappropriately, so we also allowed her to do it in a sense inappropriately and walk away even Shalei B'fanav, not how it's normally required. But the Gemara asks on this, Midi Ka'achal Peri, from that story, from the fact that, which was, what was his Midi Kafufa, that he was eating up all her produce. So Pshita Nesuahi, so obviously you only eat Nechse Malug the Peris when you're married. It's obviously married. But V'amri Beishamai Nesu Le'mema'ena, so there's a different question than the Beishamai. Beishamai say you can't do Miyun when there's Nisuin. So how that story is anyways a question on Beishamai, because how'd they do Miyun if he was eating the Peres Nechse Malug, which obviously means to say Nisuin, and therefore you see you could do Miyun from Nisuin. So that Beishamai says, no, Trei Kitrei, which literally means two knots of Dupa. They tied him up in two ways. In other words, one is like we said before, that they allowed her to go ahead and do it even Shalei B'fanav. and double, even though normally he could only do it from Kiddushin, not from Nisuin, here they allowed him to do Miyun, even from Nisuin, again, just because he was doing inappropriate things to her produce, therefore they allowed Miyun in these two ways, which normally, halachically, are not the way that it's done. Moving on to the next machlekes, the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, B'shamayim b'fnei bezdin b'chulu. B'shamayim says it has to be in front of a bezdin, a Jewish court. And B'shil says, no, even shalei b'fnei bezdin, she could just go ahead and do miyun. It's not related to this. The Gemara says, T'nah has learned in the Mishnah Masechta Sanhedrin. It says, ha'chalitza v'ame'un b'shloisha. Chalitza and miyun has to be done with three. So the Gemara says, Matana, who's the Tana of that Mishnah? So Rabbi B'shamayim, Rabbi says it has to be like B'shamayim, who they say you need a bezdin, because according to B'shil, you wouldn't need chalitza, you wouldn't need miyun b'shloisha because you don't need a bezin. And that Abayami, he says, no, I feel to Bishil, you could even say that Mishnah is like Bishil. Because Adkan, like Kamer Bishil, what is it that Bishil said you don't need a bezin? That was Elad Leba in a Mumchin, you don't need a court, those are people that are proficient in the Jewish law. But Abashloisha b'in, you need three people. And therefore, when it says miyun and b'shloisha, that could even be like Bishil, because it's telling you in the Braisa. But the Braisa says, both agree that you need three, and therefore that Mishnah could even be like Bishil, because this that they say means to say you don't need three rabbis that are learned in the halachas, but you do need three people to do the function of Min. Now, Rabbi Yisrael Bar Yehuda, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, they're machshim b'shnayim. The Braisa continues and says, they hold that it's valid even with two people. And Amar Yisrael ben Minyumi, Amar Rav Nachman, halacha kaisazuk, he says the halacha is like that here, that all you need for miyun are two, and you don't need three. Now then the Mishnah continued and said, Bisham oimim temoyin b'chulu, that what happens is that they argued in Bisil. They said, you can't just do like a type of hefker, just like Jewish women are free, and that is to go ahead and have her go to one man and another man, rather than do miyun and miyun and miyun. Rather, what happens is that she does miyun to the first one that her brothers married her off to, until she becomes an adult, and then she does miyun to that first husband, and then she marries someone, biblical marriage, because she's an adult. Now, the Gemara asks, but v'miyun nochadazim, as we alluded to this question in the Mishnah, she already did miyun once when she was a minor to her first husband. Why does the Mishnah say, v'timoyin v'tinasi, that after she became an adult, then she does miyun, and then she gets married? What if do miyun a second time when she becomes an adult? So Amar Shmuel, he says, achetagdil v'toymer, what it means when we say that, she's doing mean when she becomes an adult. It means until she becomes an adult, and she says, she reaffirms, Roitzani b'mi'unim harishayim, says, I want that first mean. In other words, we're concerned that maybe she changed her mind. If she changed her mind before she became an adult, that would mean that she didn't really fully refuse. So when she becomes an adult, when we say b'timon b'tinas, it means to say, okay, reaffirm that your mean is what you're sticking to, that original mean is what you want. Oh, so now you're out, and now you can marry someone else. Ulamer, he says, no. It's not to go back, it's actually nothing to do with the first case. It's not saying a double miyun, or even like Shmuel to say to reaffirm the first miyun. Rather, he says, tarti kutani. There's actually two different options that the Mishnah is mentioning. It's two different cases in a sense. What the Mishnah was saying was, what this minor girl, according to Bishami, does after she refuses the first husband is, oishati mine, either that she does miyun now. Now, she waits from getting engaged to another man until Vitagdil, when she becomes an adult. And as Bishami said, because we don't want her to go ahead and go to another man and then do Miyun a second time. We don't want more than one Miyun. And then Vitiaris, so when she's an adult, then she can go ahead and do Arison. That was one case. Now, the second half of the sentence was Oi, or if she wants to get married, then Shati Moin, she does Miyun in her first husband when she's a minor. And Vitinasi Le'alter. Then she gets married immediately, and then she can't do Miyun a second time, even though she's a minor, because it's going like Bishami, who holds that once you're in the Sua, you can't do Miyun. And therefore, it's two halves of a sentence, and that is, although the Mishnah said a sentence in Bishami, that Elamemenis umamtenis ashatagil v'timon v'tinasi, which sounds like one big sentence, Ula says, no, it's two sentences. Elamemenis umamtenis ashatagil, cut. That's one option. She does mean, she waits till she becomes an adult, and then she can get engaged again. So although generally, from engagement you can do mean, but once she's an adult, there's not going to be a second mean. Or, which is the second half of the sentence, or she waits, or she does mean, and she gets married right away without waiting, because if you're getting married, then there's not going to be mean anyway. Now, that the Gemara asks, Bishlema Ula, so we understand, according to Ula's interpretation, that makes sense, the terminology as we just explained, Achatagdal, that was one case. And then it said v'timoin v'tinase, and that, or she could do min and get married right away. So that makes sense. El Shmuel, asha tagdol v'toymen b'boyle. According to Shmuel, that it's one case she just reaffirms. So why say asha tagdol v'timoin v'tinase? There's no min that she's doing again. It should have said until she gets older. And she says, what does she say? She says that I want that original min. And then the Gemara says, Kasha, that definitely is a difficulty according to Shmuel. Why say b'timoin? It should just say b'timoin. Now the Gemara continues with the next mission, again continuing in the same theme regarding miyun. Ezuhi ketana shetzricha lemoyin. What type of a minor that's getting married by her brothers or her mother marrying her off, who is an orphan, that if she wants to leave the marriage, she requires at least doing this process of miyun. So that, the Mishnah says, kol shisiu ima v'acheho ledaitis. Only if at least her mother and her brothers consulted her and she wanted, although she's a minor, but she agreed to getting married to this man, then she needs miyun. But if they, without her agreement, they just married her off because they didn't want her just single running around, then in the Tzrichah L'mayin, if she wants to leave, she doesn't even require miyun. Rabbi Chanina ben Atignas, he says, kol tenoki she'inu chay lishma kedushah, any minor girl that is not mature enough to safeguard her kedushin, which means, say, let's say she got the ring for kedushin, then in the Tzrichah L'mayin, again, she doesn't need to do miyun, she could just walk away. Rabbi Yezaimer, he says, in my seketana klum, in general, the acts of a minor are nothing. Elikimafuta, rather we consider her like a woman that was seduced. In other words, it's like she's not even married. Now, and therefore, because of that, Releza says, so bas yisrael kain, if you have a minor, a non-kain woman that's married to a kain on this rabbinic marriage, like teicha b'truma, she can't eat truma. And the same thing is in reverse. If you have a bas kain li yisrael, she's not even married. She's like she's just being seduced by this man, and therefore she's still in her father's household. Although quote she's like married to this man, and therefore she's a bas koyin. Although generally when you're married to Yisrael, you can't eat truma. She could continue eating truma. Now Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, he says, kola kave says whenever she's being held back, meaning staying with this man that she's married to, that's shehimina ish. That's because of him, because of the man. Then it's ki'ilihi ishta. Then it's like she is his wife, which I'm going to explain what is that a reference to. But kalakov she'ein min ish, where if she's staying with the man, not because of him, then ki'ilah and ishta, then it's like as if she's not his wife. Now, Amar Behuda, the Gemara says, Rav Huda says, Ramadla, and some say, b'masnit etana, in the Braisa we learned this, that b'rishayin ha'i kaisun get miyun. Originally, they used to write in the document of miyun, which documents that she refused this marriage, that she's not anymore married rabbinically to this man. They used to write that le re'ina bay, saying that I don't want him, v'leitzavina bay, I don't desire him, v'lesa no baya lehisnas v'leh, I don't want to be married to him. That was the words that was written in the get miyun that she received to say that she doesn't want him anymore. But kivan de chazu de nafesh debur, once they saw that it was very wordy, this get miyun, so Amr they said, and we continue the top of Kav Chasam and Aleph, asa lechluf begita, people are going to start, you mean you're going to have certain scribes that are not so learned, that are going to confuse it with a get. In other words, they're going to start writing this text in a get isha, which obviously is inappropriate, that would not be a valid get. They're going to think, oh, that must be a get, because it's so wordy and it sounds like a get isha. So tekin hachi, so they instituted a shorter, abridged text for the get miyun that won't be confused with a get isha, which is for biblical marriages, that it just says as follows, it says, b'yoyim pleini, on this day, miyan no pleinis bas pleini ban pana, that this girl went and refused this man in front of us, and that was the whole sum of the text to get me. And again, that it shouldn't be confused with a get isha deraisa.